working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"No dice, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, and my mama papa told me, "Son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday." I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use the car because you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called up my congressman and he said, quote,
"I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Lost another friend of the show this week, someone who was also important to the history of this city. His name was Stephen Lippold, and you might not recognize the name, but if you lived in Vancouver in the 80s and were involved with music, art, fashion, or just listening to this radio station, he probably affected your life in some way. Stephen was the owner of Cabbages and Kinks, which, along with their next-door neighbor Deluxe Junk, formed the hub of the punk and alternative community in Gastown. If you needed a vintage suit, a party dress, Hawaiian shirts, antique jewelry, leather accessories, or high-concept shoes, Cabbages was the place to go. Stephen was also a great supporter of local artists and designers and frequently included their wares on his shelves and racks. Cabbages closed its doors in the early 90s when an arsonist took out their Victory Square location. They firebombed the socialist bookstore Spartacus, and Cabbages became collateral damage. No plans for a memorial have been announced, but as soon as we know, we'll pass on the details. Stephen Lippold was 79.
Well, you know my life's Say you hear the scores on the radio. I said, yeah, I heard it on the radio. Say you see the games on TV4. I said, yeah, I've heard it all before. Cause I got a lot.
folks back east, they say, leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Crossing the desert sands they roll, gotta get out of that old dust bowl. Think they're going to a sugar bowl, but he hears what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. If you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, she's paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi. Buy a house or farm that can't do nobody no harm. Take your vacation by the mountains or the sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you're better off staying right where you are. Better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, and the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got no lay me, boys, ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, she's paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot got that do-re-mi.
Come on, y'all. I said, are you ready for a comedy show? Well, then I need you
to make your way down to the Birdhouse for the only stand-up comedy show in Canada featuring exclusively trans women. Our show, Trans Girls Raw and Uncut, has been featured on the Tyee, the Georgia Strait, and was the most attended local show at this year's Just for Laughs Festival. My name is Kay, and you can catch me and an iconic lineup of some of the country's funniest comedians on July 14th at 6:30 or 8:15. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/transcomedy and are expected to sell out, so grab yours soon, and I promise you a show that's unlike anything you've ever seen. That's bit.ly/transcomedy, and I'll see you there.
Gonna take your place, there ain't nobody better. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together, baby. Girl, please quit crying over your ex and pick up a damn book. Or better yet, Discord or magazine. It's summer, and that means it's time to head to the club with a drink in one hand and Discord or magazine in the other. That's right, shake some ass while staying in touch with the local arts and culture community. All for free. You can pick up a physical copy of Discorder in locations all around the Lower Mainland, from Kitts to Chinatown, Maine and Commercial, as well as Hastings. For specific locations, check out citr.ca. There, you'll also be able to find a PDF of the June-July magazine issue. CITR and Discorder magazine condones responsible drinking, responsible ass shaking. Thanks, love you, bye.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
This week's poetry reading is Piano by D.H. Lawrence, courtesy of LibriVox and Project Gutenberg. Softly, in the dusk, a woman is singing to me, taking me back down the vista of years, till I see a child sitting under the piano, in the boom of the tingling strings, and pressing the small, poised feet of a mother who smiles as she sings. In spite of myself, the insidious mastery of song betrays me back, till the heart of me weeps to belong to the old Sunday evenings at home, with winter outside and hymns in the cozy parlor, the tinkling piano our guide. So now it is vain for the singer to burst into clamor with the great black piano appassionato. The glamour of childish days is upon me. My manhood is cast down in the flood of remembrance. I weep like a child for the past.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Thank you.
ملهمة عاد كأسا بلا حذر يا حبيبي يا كلما قلبي المغرم محتمل زال وانزاح ملهمة عاد كأسا بلا حذر يا حبيبي يا كلما قلبي المغرم محتمل زال وانزاح مرهما عاد كأسا بلا حذر من شعرها الزم فتدلى من سكب سال من شعرها الذهب فتدلى من سكب كلما عبثت به كلما عبثت به نسمة ما جوى الطرف
Seasons change ever besets. Get up and from the blue, bolts from the blue, bolts from the blue.
Yeah, and I'm rooting for you.
Hey Vancouver, looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury. And Maris. Emotional Oranges. Sometimes I love myself, touch myself. And many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com and follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows.
Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
But we got booked for like this Vancouver indie music night. And so it was all like, you know, jangly guitar and like very soft music. But we were the very first band out of the four to play. And like the guitars were screaming. Like
you want them to have fun and like dance and like enjoy themselves. You can't make them all depressed.
Sure.
Immediately at least.
Yep.
Vancouver's full of incredibly talented and passionate artists. And a lot of them have a lot to say. Join us every second Monday at 3 p.m. for Amateur Hour to hear from local, student, and amateur musicians about the music they make and the music they love. Localize your music library with us right here on 101.9 FM CITR Community Radio.
This is sort of just like a gestalt, I guess, of like all of that together. You know what made me realize that?
What's that?
Sonic and Mario.
Okay, this is stupid. Let's end the show.
TCR.
TR.
101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Vancouver, Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British
Columbia,
Canada.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing. Oh, not long. 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I was born like this. I had no no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. They don't let a woman kill you, no, not in the Tower of Song. Say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide, but I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never, no, we'll never have to lose it again. So now I bid you farewell. I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in a Tower of Song. Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Give me absolute control. Oh. never did. I was a little Jew who wrote the Bible. I've seen the nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cold. It's over, it ain't going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder.
Lunch today, we heard The Flying Lizards, Tough Age, The Stranglers, The Sweet Pomelos, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Coulter Wall, Gordon Gradina's Harem with Mark Ribot, Noreen Braun, Moira, Reed Jameson, and Leonard Cohen. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Musish, turning found sounds, new music, and an eclectic vinyl library into new improvised tunes. Then at 2 o'clock, it's Radio Art from Bepi Crespin. And as he's always been, since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustaeo.